What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. I hope y'all are having an awesome day as always, and I'm super, 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 super excited about this lesson because you're actually going to get to hear an English conversation between me and my wife. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is a great part of learning English for you so that you can work on listening, so that you can work on some slang and some things we say. And also, we have a question for you at the end of this lesson. So make sure you listen all the way to the end so you can get that question. But you know my lessons are 100% free. So sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get into the English conversation lesson for you guys today. Hey, it's Justin here with Fox English Learning. And today you're going to get to enjoy and listen to an English conversation between me and my wife that you get to learn a little bit about us, and you'll get to learn a little bit about conditional questions in English. So I hope you guys enjoyed the last video you got with the test. I hope that it helped your English and saw where you were, and I hope you responded. So if there's any way I can help you, let me know. And also keep a lookout for the next email that's coming with a video that's going to be the best method for learning English. You guys are gonna enjoy it, you're gonna love it. But I did wanna let you know, this is my beautiful wife, Caitlin. We've been married now for, it's actually 3 years, so it's coming up on 4 years. She is pregnant, so we're super excited about that. You heard about that in the test video, and you're gonna get to learn a little bit about her and a little bit about me, just to see, hear some English, and we got a question at the end of the video that we want you guys to answer. So make sure you watch the video all the way through and answer that question. And you can either respond in the YouTube comments, or if you want some more one-on-one interaction, you can email me directly back in an email to the question. So make sure you stay tuned to the end, and we're going to get to that. But without further ado, Caitlin, anything that you want to let everybody know about yourself, just quick off the top of the head? She's the cute and funny one, but that's other than that, it's a...
Well, I'm nervous, and he kind of asked me to do this, so I'm going to support my husband.
There we go, and she's awesome. So this is her first time actually on a video. So this is, you guys are going to see her grow as she's in more videos in the future and see her confidence on camera, so that'll be good. So first question. So I'll ask her a question, and then she'll ask me the question back. And then remember, there's going to be a question for you guys at the end of the video. So first question, babe. If you had any special power, what would it be and why?
Okay, so if I had any special power, it would be, probably be fly.
So, why would you want to fly?
I would want to fly so that, like, I could go anywhere I wanted to go, whenever I wanted to go. So, like, if I wanted to go to, like, New Zealand or somewhere like that, I could just pop and be there.
Okay, okay. So you would get to travel and do kind of things you wanted to
whenever do. I wanted. If I wanted to go to the grocery store, I could just fly instead of driving in my car, like, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. So if I could have any super or special power, it would be super speed. In America, my favorite superhero is The Flash, and everything that he was able to do, I would want to do it. He was able to travel in time, stop things, and use a lot of cool things. So I think it would be fun to have super, super speed, to catch people from falling, to mess with people, to change things. I think it would be super fun if I could have super speed and mess with people and joke and do a lot. Sound good?
Good.
Awesome. So the second question, if you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be? So at first, she's going to answer it as if she lived, if she could live anywhere in America for a year, and then she's going to talk about the world. So if you could live anywhere in America for a year, where would it be? And why?
Okay, so if I could live anywhere in America, it would be somewhere by a beach. I love the beaches. I tell Justin every year, as long as he can get me to the beach at least once or twice a year, I am a happy wife. So I went once this year. So that was a little sad, but it's okay. So anywhere by the beach, or possibly, anywhere like complete other opposite in the mountains, like when it's snowing. So like Maine or like somewhere like that.
What do you love about the beach?
I love, my favorite part about the beach is just like, you are just so calm. Like, I love just like walking on the beach, or like just like taking a book and reading on the beach, sitting in a chair. Literally, I could sit there all day. I went to Miami back in April with one of my friends, and we sat on the beach from like 8 to 5. Got up, got in the water, and then other parts just sat there and like, so I just love how calming it is. I love how like it just makes you feel or makes you think. I love the beach.
So you said the beaches, mm-hmm. anywhere in America, but what about anywhere in the world? If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and kind of why?
Okay, so if I could live anywhere in the world, it would be somewhere in Europe. And don't ask me for a specific place.
Okay, that's fine. No specific places.
Because I love trains. I want to get to be able to ride on a train across Europe. Maybe stay in a hostel, even if it's like me, Justin, and our baby. Definitely want to see the mountains. I definitely just want to explore like the castles and just the old history. So anywhere in Europe.
Awesome. So for me, if I could live anywhere in America for a year, this one is easy. It would be New York City.
Oh my God.
I love New York City. I've never been, but I really want to go. I'm sure you guys, if you think of America, maybe the first thing you think of is New York City. But why I'd want to live there is, one, there's so many cultures. You can ask my wife. I love cultures and experiencing new things. And there would be such a melting pot. That's a good phrase word for you guys as well. But there would be such a good melting pot of people and experiences. And I feel like I would learn and grow a lot getting to live in New York for a year. And also, if I could live anywhere in the world for a year, this one's an easy one for me too. It would be, it's kind of specific, but either Hanoi, Vietnam, or somewhere else in Vietnam. I love the Asian culture there. I've seen a lot of cool videos. I just think that would be a really fun place to visit and to explore and get to live in a different country. I think I would learn a lot, and it would be fun with my wife and our soon-to-be child. So that is where I would live in the world for a year. Third question. This one's good. If you had to eat one meal every day for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? So that's a good question. What do you think about that?
Okay, so if I had to eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be anything pasta. So being pregnant, we are 20 weeks, and only thing I've wanted to eat this entire pregnancy is pasta, and any type of pasta. So pasta for sure.
So her answer was pasta, and because she's pregnant, she wants it all the time.
I hope you guys are enjoying this conversation between me and my wife. I did want to let you know, remember to stick around to the end of this lesson so that you get to hear the question we have for you and that you can message me on Facebook your answer. But we just have a quick sponsor, and then we'll get right back into finishing up this English conversation.
For me, this one's a tough one. I have a few favorite meals, but because this one's my favorite, I would say breakfast. And in America, a big breakfast is pancakes, eggs, sausage. You got some croissants. You have some orange juice and some all kinds of things. So it'd be a huge breakfast meal. And then some days I could eat some of this and not some of that and kind of get the mix and match. But breakfast, because it's so versatile and it's so, so good, I would eat that every day for the rest of my life if I had to. So next question. If you could have any job you wanted, what would it be and why?
Okay, so if I could have any job that I wanted in the entire world, I would 100% hands down choose to be a stay-at-home mommy and a stay-at-home wife. So right now, I work for a bank, and sometimes the 8 to 5 and, you know, full-time job is really hard, you know, because you miss out on so much and you're there so much. And so definitely with our baby coming in May next year, we both want me to stay at home just so that, like, you know, money can come and go, but getting those years back with our baby is very important. We can't do. So it's important to me to be in her life and just to be here. So I would be a stay-at-home mom.
And she's been saying that pretty much since we got married, that that's her dream and her goal. In America, it's kind of different. Some people are able to have a mother that stay at homes while the father works, and some both have to work. we're going to do everything we can to where we both wouldn't have to work and she can stay home. But we'll see how that goes and what we can do. So my dream job is actually what I get to do. I would love to be able to teach English the rest of my life. It gives you the opportunity to travel the world, provide for my family. Or if it wasn't that, if it was something like a dream, play in the NBA. I love basketball, so that would be my thing. It's just I would have to travel so much, but that would be a cool thing. If I could do that for a year, just play basketball in the NBA for a year, I think that would be awesome and fun. Awesome. So there's two more questions left. So the fifth one, if you could go back in time and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be and why? So this is a good one. I think this one's kind of hard, and you'll really get to kind of know our hearts and a little bit more about us from this answer.
You go first.
So I'll go first on this one. So for me, to give you guys a little story about me is, growing up, I didn't have a very good family, very, very close family. And it affected me as a child, not always feeling loved and not knowing my mom. So I'm going to cheat and say two things, if that's okay. So the first thing I would say is to love my mom. My mom passed away a few years ago. Would be to love and appreciate her, because you don't know how much time you have with her. And second, it would be to find this family. And this family, they're called the Blues. They're like my family that I never had, but now they're like my family. Their daughters are like my sisters, and the husband and wife are like my mom and dad. So I would have told myself, go meet them. They're going to love you. You'll have a great time, and you'll really appreciate it. So I would tell myself to love my mom, but also to go meet those other people. So what about you, babe? What would you tell your younger self?
If I could go back in time and tell my younger self something, I guess maybe I'll do two. I don't know.
That's okay. I cheated.
The first thing I would say is, like, to, especially, like, in high school, like, it comes and it goes. So, like, don't be petty or, you know.
Petty's a good phrase word as well. I'll break that down for you. No, that's good.
Okay, so don't be petty and don't make a big deal out of things. In high school, I was a girl that thought everything was about me and, like, everything was a big deal. So, like, if my friends weren't talking to me for a day or, like, I was in some type of drama, I thought it was, like, the biggest deal, and I thought that was the entire world. So, again, like, don't be petty and realize that the world is not about you. That's it.
So that's a good one. She didn't cheat like me. She picked one. So petty, this is a good phrase word for you guys. This is one it's not a professional language, so you wouldn't use this on the job or with your boss, but it's something that you would use talking to a friend or somebody you're comfortable with. And petty just has to do with don't be childish, or don't act like a kid, or don't be that way. That's not really cool, and let little things bother you. So petty is got to do with childish. Don't be childish. Be an adult. Be mature about it. So the last question, and this is the one we want you guys to answer as well. So we're going to ask each other this, and I would love to know your responses on this question. So the last question, if you had $10,000, what is the first thing you would do with it and why?
Okay, so if I had 10,000 US dollars, it seems like a lot.
And that's a lot of money.
It is a good amount of money, yes. I would, because I guess maybe I'm getting older and because I'm about to be a mom, I would probably put it away for our baby so she could have when she gets older.
So for me, if I had $10,000, the first thing I would do is get us a better family car. So that's a big thing we're having to transition to in America, especially we live in a smaller town, so there's not a lot of subways and it's not very easy to ride the bus. You need a car to travel. Some places you don't have to. Some places you have buses or you can get taxis or things like that, but here you need to have a good car that's reliable. So it would be get us a good family car and then put it towards some of my dreams and passions. So, you know, she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. How could I use that money to help her live that out? And then I want to teach English the rest of my life. How could I put that towards that to live it out? So mine would be definitely to make sure my family is taken care of. So I would love to know you guys' answer to that. If you had 10,000 US dollars, What's the first thing you'd want to do with it and why? I would love to get to know you guys more about that. I'd love to get to know you guys more based off that answer. So we hope you enjoyed this video. You got to know more about my beautiful wife and about me. We're just normal people, but I hope you enjoyed it. Keep an eye out for that next video coming that's going to break down for you the best method for learning English. And have a great day and have fun learning English.